As you're fully aware, it's something I've been pushing very hard on there this last, and particularly this last 18 months for the residents of Bomley, New Mills, Tullygee and Conwell areas, where they had numerous amount of busts and interruptions to their water supply. And yeah, listen, I'm delighted the day that Ashgairn, I have received news for the residents of Bomley, New Mills, Tullygee and Conwell areas, where Ashgairn are now committed and are currently undertaking a plan to help improve the service capacity in these areas. And, you know, they've also stated to me that you know, the process, it's not going to be a quick fix, which is good, because I've been pushing hard for a permanent solution here. But I suppose on another side of that, in terms of the results, it will take, I suppose, a bit longer. But they have assured me that in turn, that they will deliver a vastly improved water service to all customers in these areas. And, you know, they recently had carried out works on construction and an investigative hydraulic model, and that's now concluded, and the results are being actively assessed at the minute. So these results will inform both the extent of the problem and will also inform the optimum long-term solution. And any improvements required will be identified and then approved for design. So that's fantastic news. And, you know, currently the timeline proposed for the potential construction is 2024. But that, you know, this is all subject to change depending on the scope of the works required. But listen, it's absolutely fantastic news, and I'm delighted for the residents in these areas that have been suffering this last 18 months. It's very welcome news. And, you know, when I was last had a meeting with Ashgairn, they had previously told me that these works were going to take anywhere between 4 to 5 years before they'd be starting. But I'm glad now for the residents in these areas that they now hope to start these works in 2024, which is only a number of months away. And I mean, these residents, they have been suffering for a number of years. And I just want to also take the opportunity, Michaela, to thank the residents for their support and their patience. And I'm delighted now for them, as I say, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, it's something that I have pushed hard on. I will continue to keep pressure on Ashgairn to ensure that these works are followed through as soon and as quickly as possible.